HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration is warning drug makers it'll take new action if prescription prices are too high. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The administration is releasing a new framework that it says will promote competition by using so-called march-in rights on taxpayer-funded drugs. This allows the government to take over the patent of some high-priced medications.
Classes at the University of Nevada's Las Vegas are canceled indefinitely, a day after a mass shooting on campus that killed three people.
Now we're towards the end of the semester, and are students going to want to come back next semester? Not because of UNLV, but just because of society in a whole.
The gunman killed in a shootout with police. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is backtracking over what was perceived by many as a tepid response to anti-Semitism on campus when she testified on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
I want to be clear. A call for genocide of Jewish people is threatening, deeply so.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce or stuff.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Trump electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced yesterday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says they got all they wanted from the 10 Republicans.
We wanted transparency so that the people of Wisconsin would be able to understand exactly what had unfolded. And we wanted accountability to make sure it could never happen again.
Mandel was on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. Wisconsin's farmland preservation program is expanded after action by Governor Evers. The new law shortens the length of preservation agreements from 15 years to 10. They require land to be in farm use while meeting soil and water conservation standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A passenger rail connection running through Eau Claire has become a priority thanks to funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law. United States Senator Tammy Baldwin has reportedly secured grants for five new routes in Wisconsin, including a corridor that would connect Milwaukee to Minneapolis through Madison and Eau Claire. Another proposed corridor would connect St. Paul to Eau Claire. Senator Baldwin specifically referenced Eau Claire as an underserved but thriving city when pursuing the funds. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to make Wisconsin the 24th state in the country to guarantee a standalone personal finance course for high school students. Students graduating high school in the 27-28 school year will be required to take at least one semester course of personal finance, teaching them about money management, saving and investing, and education and employment. The course is viewed as a crucial step in breaking a cycle of generational poverty through financial education. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Marquette rebounds with a win over Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles, after losing to Wisconsin, bounced back with an 85-65 win over Texas. Tyler Kolick with 28 points and 8 rebounds. Marquette now ranked 8th in the nation when they host Notre Dame Saturday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team in the Sweet 16, a part of the NCAA tournament, they're going to host Penn State today at the UW Fieldhouse. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers in Las Vegas. In the next round of the in-season tournament, we got to spend some time at the craps tables.
Well, whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah, you get some cash too.
Play some blackjack.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm gonna go play some roulette, put it on black.
Okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34. Red 34. You know, I know.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Partly sunny and back to the upper 40s to near 50 on Friday. Friday night, some rain late, 31. Then some rain and snow possible for your Saturday. Breezy with a high of 37.
Right now, it's 37.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along today. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane and Greg Bach with me in the studio. And you can always join us too at 844-967-2789. Busy show coming up today, next hour, 11:06. A public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have any health questions for Dr. Lyerly, you can always text him in again at 844-967-2789. And then 11:30, we're going to talk a little sports with sports reporter Paul Noonan. I know, Greg, you have lots of questions about the Brewers.
Jackson Chirio signing.
Yep, his deal. And so we will get a little bit more into that next hour. A couple things we want to acknowledge. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. So to all of our Jewish listeners and friends, we wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
Also, the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, 1941. And tragically, there was another mass shooting in the States yesterday, University of Las Vegas, Nevada. Apparently, a man who had applied for a professorship at that school is the one who showed up yesterday on campus, killed three professors, injured one other, and then subsequently, I believe, was killed in a shootout with police.
You know, these stories are beyond tragic, no matter when they or where they happen. I just always, at this particular time of the season, I just weep for the families. You know, it's just an awful, awful situation, you know, in the fact that this is forever going to be what they remember
around
at this particular
holidays.
Right. And I don't understand. Here's what I don't get. I don't own a gun. Never had one. Have I gone to a shooting range? Yes. I've shot clay pigeons and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Did a little target practice. Always had fun, but I'm not a hunter. We've never come from a hunting family.
Right.
And I just don't have a gun. But I don't understand that this is where you go. You know what I mean? In the fact that
when you're upset.
Yeah. Okay. You have to learn to deal with disappointments. You're a grown man, for Pete's sakes. But I just don't understand that you decide this is what you are going to do. You know, go stand outside with a protest sign. Walk around. Chant. Put something out on social media, what a piece of crap you think UNLV is because you didn't get the gig. But to actually, with malice and forethought, you get a gun and you go and you do this. It's so far away from my way of thinking. Thank God. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
But I think these individuals want to go out in a blaze and they think they will always be remembered and they will go down in the annals of history. And unfortunately, these instances now are so commonplace that we don't remember the names of these gunmen because it happens so often.
No, I mean, I remember when it happened at the University of Austin, when the dude was in the bell tower.
Yep.
And how uncommon and how, you know, awful that was. And it just kind of almost like started this domino effect of, you know, and it goes one after the next, after the next, after the next. It's almost to the point where, you know, I heard it and I was like, oh, that's awful. Okay. Not another big surprise.
Well, we're becoming so numb to this because it's happening with such regularity, and we are on pace now to set another record this year.
Every time, every year.
Which is not a record that we should be embracing.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. But I, yeah, no, it's just awful. It's just horrible.
Condolences absolutely to all of the, as you said, the victims and the victims' families. Another tragedy in the U.S. because of guns.
You know, and I was watching the news today, and this is off subject a little, but like that poor Oak Creek police officer, his family, I'm sick to my stomach about that too. You know, he's just out driving around. He gets slammed into by a semi. He's gravely injured.
Yep.
And I was watching last night on the news that the doctors were talking about, about the walk as they were taking him to the operating room for organ donations. And they were talking about how everybody was lining the hallways and, you know, it's just.
And he was a young man.
He was a young man.
Yeah.
And he was the one that lost his partner to that shooting during a traffic stop last year. And I just, once, and that's another thing. Why are you carrying a gun while you're walking? So you got stopped for a ticket. Take the damn ticket. I don't get it. There's nothing I can even say.
To get into that mindset, I understand. I think we all feel that way.
Mm.
I do. Moving on, though, we're going to bring it back with a little more focus on Wisconsin. A group of Wisconsin Republicans who tried to cast electoral votes for former President Trump in 2020 yesterday in a lawsuit settlement acknowledged that President Biden actually won in the election.
Say that again. What happened? They acknowledged
in a lawsuit settlement that President Joe Biden did win the 2020 election.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. This panel of Republicans met shortly after the Supreme Court upheld Joe Biden's win in Wisconsin at the same time as the Democratic electors were meeting elsewhere in the state capitol. And then they tried to falsely certify to the U.S. Senate that Trump is the one who had legitimately won the state despite no evidence, zero Zippo evidence, of widespread fraud in Wisconsin.
Zilch evidence?
That would be zilch.
Zilch.
In a lawsuit filed last year, two Democratic electors sued the group. They were looking for over $2 million in damages from the 10 false electors and two lawyers. The proposed settlement that was filed yesterday in Dane County Circuit Court. No money will change hands. The electors do not have to admit any guilt.
Okay.
No,
I'm not surprised by that.
That's wrong.
They have agreed not to submit false paperwork following any future elections, and they will cooperate in this ongoing case against two of these lawyers, Chesbro and Jim Troupas. They're set to go to trial next year. In a statement as part of the settlement, the group of 10 said they did this at the behest of the Trump campaign and the state Republican Party. Gavin, we have a clip from MSNBC about this. You want to play that, please?
As part of that settlement in Wisconsin, we have also learned new details about what that fake electors plot looked like behind the scenes. And those details are damning, especially for Republicans, especially for Donald Trump. In one set of text exchanges, one of the fake electors refers to the whole plot as a possible steal, as in what we're trying to do here is steal an election. Specifically, while discussing the logistics of the plot, the fake elector says they don't want to have a technicality mess up the possible steal. And then, in case you were wondering, the fake elector then clarifies that by they, he means the Republican Party of Wisconsin and Trump's lawyers. Another person on the text chain asks, how do you feel about all of this? And that same fake elector replies, I feel like I have to do it. Otherwise, there will be a target on my back in my own district.
So again, it's not about what's right. Mm-hmm. It's about doing what I need to do so I can keep my great job.
And doing that means trying to overthrow a democratically elected official.
Yes.
I mean, these people should be going to prison. They should never be allowed near an election ever again. I mean, the fact that all these swamp monsters are who are now, who 2-3 years ago were waving their fists in the air saying, this is a steal. This is
the election was stolen.
We can't let this happen. America must. And they would defend it to the hilt. Now they're all saying, no, you were right. It's fine. And for their treasonous acts, they get no jail time, no monetary penalties, no, or any great amount, I should say. And they get to still work in this business. I mean, it's what is this? What is this? What is this? This the party of law and order.
Except.
This is to me, this is the mindset of almost of many, many people out there that just they cannot seem to accept reality. You know, I mean,
but I
don't understand it. It doesn't make it. Once again, Carol is clueless. I am. I'm just clueless because it doesn't make any. You're grown people. You know what you're doing. You can't tell me you were misled. I won't believe it. You're grown people. You know exactly what you're doing. You know right from wrong. You should know right from wrong. But it's the whole thing of, we didn't know. We didn't get it. We were, you know, we.
But don't forget, there has been a big machine pushing this message since Donald Trump lost.
I know.
That it was stolen. It was stolen. It was stolen. It was stolen. Despite no evidence.
I just want you to understand. This is me, Carol. You know, I woke up in the morning and I went, oh, okay, Joe Biden won. Let's move on. Why are we wasting valuable time on all this other crap? Joe Biden won. He's the president. He's going to be the candidate again. Get used to it. I, you know, say what you will about Donald Trump, and we can get to the debate from last night, too. I have a feeling that he's going to be the nominee again because he's leading everybody in double digits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if he, God, I don't even want to see it. To tell you the truth, I want to move to Spain and get out of here.
All right.
Spain is an interesting choice.
It just popped into my head.
Okay.
This next year is going to be horrible. Horrible.
And it's going to be nonstop. It's going to be nonstop ads and nonstop attack ads. Yeah,
right.
It's going to be a long year. We have one text I want to get to quickly from the 541. I find it interesting that a condition of this settlement with these fake electors is the individuals can't serve as electors in any election involving Trump, as opposed to being banned from serving as electors altogether for life. Yes.
Yeah. At the very least, if we're not putting them in prison and we're not charging them money, then they never, and this should just be a part of it. They should never be able to be part of this process again, period.
Stay with us. Republican debates, 4 were on stage. Who came out the winner? Was there one?
Did we all lose?
Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Okay.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Racine. You're listening on WRJN. And a shout out to the folks in Richland Center listening on WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane Matnier in for Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and we'd love to hear from you. You can call or text at 844-967-967. 2789-84496.
Party!
And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. We were just talking about this settlement yesterday that was filed in Dane County, essentially letting the 10 fake electors who tried to cast their ballots for Donald Trump off the hook, essentially.
A big old, it's good. You're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
You won't do it again. You look like a nice bunch.
You look like a nice
you
boy.
You just were misled.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You were misled. Do we have a text?
Yeah, we got a text from the 715, Mr. Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, hello, Pat.
Of Up North News Radio, 6 to 8 a.m. on Civic Media. Trump wins next year. I'm on my way to Sainte-Marie, only 5 hours away. Do you need an assistant?
Pat. Of course he will need an assistant.
True.
He will need a producer. Anyway, if you want to check in, 844-967-2789. Going to switch things up a little bit. The fourth and final Republican debate was last night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We had Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis on stage. Of course, no Donald Trump. He hasn't shown up at any of the debates. I guess he doesn't need to.
I was telling you off the air, I think he's crazy as a fox. All he's doing is building his base and making it stronger by not getting involved in this stuff.
But if your base is only 30%, you need more than 30%.
I understand
that. You have to convince some other people.
I'm understanding that. But after watching these children at play last night, he walks away looking like the adult. Might not be participating. I'm serious. Well, first of all, what's his name?
Vivek.
He's got to go. He's got to go. There's nothing. And when Christie came after him and called him a blowhard, I laughed out loud. I was just like, well, call it like you see it. I mean, it was just, and why are we personally attacking Nikki Haley?
Well, and but that seemed to be what the whole thing was last night. There was very little substance. There was very little policy.
No.
It's all personal insults.
Right.
And so my takeaway from it last night was if there are any more debates, I think it should be designed as a playground. Because these are playground fights. There should be a swing set, and we should have a merry-go-round, and we'll put the podiums in front of a playground set so they can hurl insults at each other like they're fifth graders, because that's what it was.
Yeah, I tune into these things because I want to learn something. I want to find out, you know, I'm not being able to vet these candidates as well as I would like to because they're not giving me anything. They're not giving me anything.
Right.
And this is what I do. I try to be as educated as I possibly can be before I head into the polls. And and Ron DeSantis, he looked ridiculous too. And I mean, he was basically, and Nikki Haley is positioning herself into the number two position, basically.
Yeah. And that's why everybody was going after her, or at least DeSantis and Vivek were going after Nikki Haley because she's in the number two spot right now.
Right. Right. And I mean, I initially, when I was watching, you know, I gave Chris Christie like a pat on the back, you know, hey, thanks for defending my honor. But I do find it fascinating that she didn't come out and say, I'm perfectly capable of handling this myself.
Absolutely. I was surprised by that, too.
She just, I mean, what he said was very nice. She's a strong, accomplished woman. I've known her for 12 years. Got it. But I probably would have said, thank you. That's nice of you.
Yeah. I can defend myself.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right there. We have a clip from Chris Christie, who, by the way, is the only one last night who ever mentioned Donald Trump. The other three just completely stay away from it, which I find remarkable considering that he is far and away the front runner right now. Calvin, play that clip from Chris Christie.
Started off his campaign by saying, I am your retribution. 8 years ago, he said, I am your voice. This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him, anyone who has tried to hold him to account for his own conduct. And every one of these policies that he's talking about are about pursuing a plan of retribution.
I don't think he's wrong.
No.
I mean, Donald Trump has essentially said as much. Cash Patel, who has worked with the Trump administration before and now appears to be poised to possibly take a cabinet position, appeared on Steve Bannon's show and said, yep, he gets elected. We are going after people, and we're going after people in the media that we don't like.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by that.
I think that's illegal.
It's unconstitutional if they're going to, depending on where they're going to go with it.
You don't just get to jail journalists because you don't like how they report on you.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. But I'm not. I wish I could say nothing surprises me now anymore. Truly, I'm disappointed 24/7. I'm really disappointed all the time because I just don't. And like with Christie defending Nikki Haley, I even thought that kind of weird suspect in the fact of, okay, nice that you said that, but do you realize that you don't have a chance and you're vying for a position if she becomes? She's not going to be the candidate. But say, for example, if she would get in, are you vying for some kind of cabinet position with her?
Well, and let's not forget, I mean, he ran against Donald Trump before and he lost. And then he went to Trump and wanted to get a cabinet position within the Trump administration and essentially got the cold shoulder because Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, doesn't like Chris Christie because Chris Christie is the one who put Kushner's father in jail for trying to blackmail one of his own relatives.
Yeah, it's...
And which, by the way, Donald Trump pardoned Charles Kushner.
Awesome.
And got him out of that.
I have a couple more texts here. My mistake, it's more truth in media. It was not Pat Kreitlow. I thought it was Pat because it said Pat. It's Pat from Green Bay. So just thank you for
the clarification.
And then also from this 312. Okay, thanks a lot. It's pronounced Sault Ste. Marie. I'm so sorry. And then finally, Robert for Richland Center said the settlement was a civil case with plaintiffs and defendants, no prosecutors, and no ability to do any other penalties. The question is why our attorney general is not proceeding with prosecution. They're very true. And yes,
that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, these are traitors. These people committed treason. They went against the Democratic election. There should be no deal. Or if there is a deal, it still includes jail time, a lot of money, and being barred from ever working in this business ever again.
Yeah, they should never be allowed near another election. I don't understand why they just have to avoid the ones where Trump is running.
That exactly. Seems, yeah.
It seems...
Because they're going after him. He's the big fish. He's the biggest fish. And if they don't want jail time, they know to get him, they can demand it.
Coming up, cashless establishments would be banned in Wisconsin. Is this a good idea? Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor says he plans to appeal this week's court ruling allowing consensual medical abortions in Wisconsin. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky maintains state law clearly outlaws abortions and that he disagrees with Dane County Judge Diane Schlipper's finding to the contrary. The question is an 1849 Wisconsin law that conservatives interpret as banning abortion. A deal may or may not be close to free up blocked pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahue tells the Associated Press an agreement is not far off, but a spokesperson for the Universities of Wisconsin says no deal is imminent. The pay raises are being held up in a legislative committee. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants state universities to defund diversity offices. I'm Terry Bell. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Over 50 floats will take to the streets in Menominee tonight as part of this year's Winter Days Parade. The parade route will start on 4th Street and travel down Main Street before concluding on Broadway Street. Organizers of the parade hope it will give residents an excuse to get outside and explore the downtown area and its festive decorations. The parade starts at 6:30 p.m., and after it concludes, there will be a fireworks show over Lake Menominee, as well as a wagon ride and hot chocolate for guests. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to allow parents to leave their newborn infant in baby boxes to surrender them. Parents can anonymously leave an infant younger than 72 hours in the baby boxes, located at hospitals, police stations, or fire stations, and an alarm will go off immediately and alert first responders so they can retrieve the infant. Governor Evers praised the bill, saying it will hopefully keep newborns and infants safe from harm. The bill is an expansion of the Safe Haven law. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Marquette rebounds with a win over Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles, after losing to Wisconsin, bounced back with an 85-65 win over Texas. Tyler Kolek with 28 points and 8 rebounds. Marquette now ranked 8th in the nation when they host Notre Dame Saturday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team in the Sweet 16, a part of the NCAA tournament, they're going to host Penn State today at the UW Fieldhouse. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers in Las Vegas. In the next round of the in-season tournament, we got to spend some time at the craps tables.
Well, whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah, you get some cash too.
Play some blackjack.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm gonna go play some roulette, put it on black.
Okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34. Red 34. You know, I know.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Partly sunny and back to the upper 40s to near 50 on Friday. Friday night, some rain late, 31. Then some rain and snow possible for your Saturday. Breezy with a high of 37.
It's 39 at our studios.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matinier In for Kristen Bry, Calvin's on the board, Greg Bach, Carol Kane with me in the studio. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Going to talk about a bipartisan measure again.
What?
I know. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin actually trying to get something done together.
Holding hands, so, walking down the street, being friends.
Singing Kumbaya. It's a good thing. This measure would require Wisconsin businesses to accept cash.
Uh-huh.
It prohibits businesses from being cashless for any in-person retail transaction of less than $2,000. And retailers could actually get fined between $200 and $5,000 if they don't accept cash as payments. There are some carve-outs there. Mobile payments, self-checkout, and buying gas at the pump would not be subject to this same regulation. But again, this is a bipartisan measure that would require businesses accept cash. I didn't realize that there were businesses that did not accept cash.
There are a few that are like more modern. They only take
They only take cards.
Yeah. And as someone who rarely, if ever, has a single dollar in his pocket and pays with cash or pays with credit and debit cards, this is dumb.
I use cash all the time.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't have a debit card. I only have credit cards, but I use cash all the time. My question when it comes to this is, do you go after like Summerfest?
Right. Which is cashless.
Cashless.
Right?
Summerfest is cashless.
Not back in the day when it started, certainly it was all cash.
Right. The food market at the Avenue, cashless. You have to use either your credit card or a debit card. And I find that a big pain in the patoot.
The ballpark too has some only, well, like I think if you buy a beer, you can't pay with cash anymore.
I think up at Lambeau, it's the same thing.
Wow.
I think Lambeau's, somebody can correct me because I haven't been to Lambeau in a long time, but I think Lambeau went cashless too. And I hate it. And the reason I hate it, and you said you pay.
You were right. Lambeau Field is totally cashless.
Okay. Because I never keep track. Okay. That's a Carol Fobo. Yeah. I don't keep track.
Of your money?
No, of my money I do. But, you know, if I'm charging something or whatever, you know, the slip gets, I don't know where it ends up. And then all of a sudden at the end of the month, I go, holy crap, this is what I have to go back and look. And it's just, to me, it's a pain. I'd rather just get it done right here, right now. But part of this is, and Greg, you may have a difference of opinion, but I think a lot of this, people go cashless because people don't know how to give back change.
There's no question.
I think we are in such a stupid state of affairs when it comes to people being... Now, when I worked for my father, he made, before we had to go into the pharmacy to work, we had a tutorial in change and counting back change because he wanted his daughters to be a higher standard and know exactly what they were doing. But it was a painful experience when I went to the movies and I gave this kid the money for the popcorn. It was painful. And I'm telling him what I need back.
I mean, the registers tell you what you need back. It's not like it's...
Well, that's if you put in the amount tendered. Some registers don't have where you can put in amount tendered and get it back. So, you know, I'm like, when I was getting my popcorn and the kid was just like, okay.
He was baffled, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was $10.80. And I gave him a $100 bill. I said, can you break $100?
Oh, you're one of those people.
That's all I had. And so I gave him a $100 bill and 80 cents. And I'm like, okay, you owe me $90.
It's pretty simple.
And he gave me 86. And I said, no. 90. He goes, that is 90. I said, how do you get 90 when you just put a 5 and a 1 down?
And his reply was?
He didn't have one.
Okay. He quit his job and left. I mean, and the reason why I think it's stupid, as someone who this law would not affect, as I use cards all the time, there are just some people who don't use cards or they prefer to use cash. And I think this seems very arbitrary. I read the article. There's no wisdom behind the rule. It's...
Well, there was a public hearing on this a couple of weeks ago, and one said people who don't use credit cards or banks are being disenfranchised.
Yeah, I mean,
including at Lambeau Field, which does not take cash.
Yeah. Well, and to tell you the truth, if I know going into a situation, like if I go to Lambeau and I know that they're cashless, I'll tailgate before I go and I'll have a couple of beers and I won't have anything when I get into the stadium. Or if I go into a restaurant and I know they're cashless, I'm going to probably avoid that situation. You're going to lose me as a customer.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I want to pay cash.
But there shouldn't be a penalty because...
No, I don't think so.
There shouldn't be a penalty if you are a business. This is, once again, like, businesses have the right to choose what they want to do. If they want to be a cashless establishment for whatever reason they want, yes, they might lose business. And you know what? They've probably taken that in consideration. I used to work for a barbershop that only took cash. And every single day, at least 2 to 3 guys would have to walk out the door to an ATM down the street and get cash. But at the end of the day, it's the business's choice, and you shouldn't penalize them. There's no, show me the research which justifies this banning.
This penalty.
It seems petty. It seems absolutely petty to the point where Wes from Middleton 608 said, yes, the pressing issues. Way to go, legislatures. So, yeah. I mean,
there's nothing else going on in our state that needs attention.
I don't want to give him credit for being bipartisan.
844-967-2789. Excuse me. Is this a good idea? Should we be penalizing businesses that do not take cash? Dave from Mequon is on the line. Good morning, Dave. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Good morning. So it's kind of a mixed bag for me. I understand both sides of the aisle in this case. However, I do think, now my father, who's 87, he does not carry a credit card. He cannot go to the Third Street Market. He cannot go to a Bucks game. He cannot go to American Family Field because those are all cashless. So if he wants to go to a game, including Lambeau, I have to take him because I'm the one with the credit card. Oh. And so, and actually right down the street from him, there's a coffee shop. I can't remember the name of it. It's by the Cudahy Tower. They're cashless. He can't go in there. So yes, I think, and the other thing that I'm just going to point out, and a lot of, and what restaurants are now starting to do, along with some other, now most vendors, like if you were to go in the, like, let's say like a Macy's or something, they're not going to charge you. But restaurants are now starting to add that 3.8% transaction
on your, yeah,
to your, on, yep, your, on your food and everything else. So think about next time you go out, come January 1, if you're still paying by credit card, you're going to be paying over 8% sales tax in the city of Milwaukee, because people don't realize there's already a food tax that is being paid towards the convention center. So when you hear 5.5%, it's already technically at 6. Now with the city going, adding on their 2%, and then the 0.4 with the county, you're at 8, almost 8.5%. Now you throw the 3.8% on, you know, with the credit card, you're paying over 12%, for your food. It's ridiculous. So if you want to give money out to, you know, whatever, I think it's a good thing to have the cash. I understand. The one thing I will say is this, is that with cash, there's big temptation. Even, when you look at, you know, some of the festivals like Summerfest, big temptation to where you have theft. And that's one of the reasons why they went cashless, because COVID, and everything else with the germs on money and everything else. I get that. But, you know, at the same token, there's a lot of people that are in credit card debt. And I think sometimes people forget, oh, I'll just whip it out. At least with cash, you know how much you have in your person. And once you run out of money, though,
you're out of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much,
you're
Dave.
Out of money.
Thank you, Dave. Really appreciate your call. 844-967-2789, talking about this bipartisan measure that would essentially fine businesses that do not accept cash. Rob from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning. And Carol, I think you've hung with my grandchildren because both, it sounds, you and I have head colds. I have two quick comments. One, up here in Bug Tussle Nowhere, a lot of places do charge 3% If you go to restaurants, sometimes grocery stores and specialty stores, they will charge you 3% just for the credit card transaction fee, irrespective of tax. This is something that's indigenous to each of the places. So I guess I see all the different arguments, pro and con, but the big thing, and the gentleman before kind of touched on it, to me, if I were a business owner that had late hours, a convenience store, a grocery store, a place that's going to have business hours late into the evening, theft. A card, yeah, people hack them, people do silly stuff with that, but it's much less prevalent as opposed to handling cash. And if you're working behind that counter at 11 p.m. and somebody hands you a $50 bill or even a $20 bill and there's somebody else in the store, I'd be a little nervous and twitchy. That's just my thought. You know, a card is generally more secure, at least in the late hours.
You make a really
good day, folks. Take care.
You too. You too. Thanks a
lot,
Rob.
Feel better, buddy.
Yep. And Rob, you make a really good point, though, about aren't there 7-Elevens and Quick Trips that basically say there is not, you know, there's less than $200 in the safe after 11 p.m. Yeah. So don't even try to rob us because it's not going to be worth your while.
Well, and in addition, outside of that kind of theft, you know, I don't know. Let's just say Summerfest, okay? Or Lambeau Field or whatever. You can't vet everybody. That's a large, huge staff of people. They're probably getting robbed blind by their own people.
Well, which is why they went cashless.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, gone are the days. I'm such a Pollyanna, you guys.
Good old days.
I don't think that's the case. You just got done saying, I spent my whole life being disappointed. You're not a Pollyanna.
844-967-2789. We have time for one more call. Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
Hi. I own a heating and air conditioning business. So when people are ready to pay me $10,000 or $12,000 for a furnace and an air, I always ask for a check. I don't ask for cash because nobody's going to have $12,000 in cash.
Right.
I get paid with a check. Now, if they're going to pay $10,000 and they're going to pay 3.1% for me to use my square, that's $310 extra. So I tell the people, they put their credit card out, and I tell them, I said, well, you know, this is for cash or check. It's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
And then the people have to write a check. And you know what? You have no idea. People don't even know how to write a check anymore.
Oh, I believe it, Gary.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. You know, I have to reread it. And I'm telling you, like one out of five or six checks, I when I read it, they write it wrong.
Oh, man. So
they either put the wrong date on it. They don't spell the words correctly. You can't understand it. My bank rejects them. They used to reject it. So, yeah, it's hard. So, but when I do, I give people prices. Anything else, it's all hidden in there. You know, like if you buy a TV or a washer or dryer, that 2.8 or 3.1% is already put into the price.
Right.
And I told my wife, I said, maybe what we should do is we should just put it in the price for now on and just take credit cards, you know, and then just leave it at that. But people, I can save them money if they pay with a check.
That's a really good point, Gary. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening. Yeah, I never thought about, not only can, I'm sorry, younger people, Calvin, that you guys can't count back change, and now apparently you can't write checks.
I take issue with that statement, but whatever.
Well, Liz said that to me too. She said, Mom, people of my generation just don't use cash. Period. They weren't brought up that way.
Right. It's a different world. Stay with us. When we come back, Carol has an update on a birthday celebration. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap.
Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Calvin's on the board. Greg Bach in the studio. Birthday girl yesterday. Birthday. Happy birthday. Belated birthday, Carol Kane.
Thank
24?
You.
Again.
Yeah. I wish.
24 times 3.
Yeah, exactly. Right in there.
I'm right up there with her.
Yep, yep. 65. I turned the magical 65.
Congratulations.
Absolutely now part of the Medicare situation. Which I actually was able to use for the very first time because I went to the walk-in clinic because I woke up on Tuesday and I was just miserable. So I'm like, okay. And I was able to show them my Medicare. I'm like, here you go. Knock it off. But it was, you know what? It was pretty laid back.
It's always odd when it's in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Lou walked in on Tuesday night. He had to work. And he said, here, before I leave him outside to freeze, and he had this beautiful bouquet of, he knows I love yellow roses. They're my favorite. And so he had this big bouquet of roses, and that was fine. But like yesterday, now, I understand, I'm just starting to get my taste buds back and things like that.
You've been sick for over a week.
Yeah. Thank you, ear and sinus infection. Jiminy Christmas. I couldn't just give me one. So we're sitting there, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have something to eat for breakfast. And I go, well, what are you making? He goes, oh, I don't know. I'll just have some leftovers. And I said, I'm hungry. So I get up, and I'm in the kitchen, and I'm making my own friggin' breakfast. And he's just sitting there with his cup of coffee watching the news. Now, fast forward a few hours later, number of hours later, and he's sitting there, and he goes, I'm just going to have some leftovers for dinner. I go, it's my birthday. Can't you come up with something? And he's like, And I go, fine. And so I went old school. Years ago, when we were poor as church mice, and he couldn't muster up anything to take. And like I said, I get the fact that you can't take me out because I'm sick. But I said, all right, here it is. I opened a can of Hormel chili. Brought out the hot dogs, brought out the tater tots, and we had chili dogs and tater tots. And that's what we had years ago when we didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Right, when you were starting out when you were married.
Right. And so then later on, he's sitting there after he's eaten said chili dog and tater tots. And he said, well, would you like to go out for dinner tomorrow night or maybe Friday night? And I go, oh, no. Uh-uh. And I'm starting to sound like a raving you-know-what. But I said, don't sit there and now offer me to take me out for dinner because you feel guilty. And he says, well, but I do feel guilty. I probably should have planned something. I go, yeah, that would have been nice.
I would take the guilt dinner. What's wrong with you? Take the guilt dinner.
Yeah.
Pick somewhere really nice.
You can get two desserts then. My God. Milk it for all it's worth.
Absolutely. Yeah, the offer's there.
I was just like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. So, I mean, but we just sat and watched Netflix all day.
Kind of chilled.
Right.
That sounds like an amazing birthday.
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, this new Netflix series that I found, Obliterated, is fantastic. It was fantastic. It's all about this elite team of, you know, experts, and they're trying to track a bomb down, and it was really fun. But I was just like, Louie, I would never not plan something for you for your birthday. And his birthday is February 24th. And I'm already starting to not plan.
Who handles it, Greg? What is it like in your marriage? Do you make?
I love my wife. She's amazing.
But are you the one who do you make a big deal out of her birthday?
No, she doesn't want to make it. She doesn't want to make a big deal out of her birthday. We generally only like we'll do dinner with family, we get some presents, but neither one of us are big time partiers or celebrators. Like I'll celebrate my birthdays on the tens, but like my birthday's coming up next week, and it'll probably be dinner that night. And it'll be, she'll get me a card and there'll probably be a present. And that's perfect. I mean, I'm also like, yeah, and that's it. Like neither one of us expects anything big. Neither one of us wants anything big.
I didn't want anything big.
She just wanted something.
I know. But you were asking me what we do. And like, it's like some other people, like, they're like, it's my birthday week. I'm like, you are 42. Shut up.
You don't get a week.
You don't get a week. You don't get a month. I'm a big proponent of celebrating your day. I don't think you should be like, people who are like, that's another day. Who cares? No, it's your day. You don't have to make a thing of it. You don't have to put it out to the world, but go to a movie by yourself then. Take yourself out for a lunch. Like, celebrate you. And that's great. But yeah, I like something simple. I like having my day, and if I can have, now I got my two ladies, but one of them's a dog. I'm not a Mormon.
Or anyway,
although yeah, just that statement was supremely interesting.
I know where you're going.
you're not a Republican in Florida, anyway.
Whoa.
I do always buy myself a present, though.
You do?
Yeah, I have. I haven't bought my present yet because I've been so sick that I didn't want to go out and expose people to this crud. But I always buy something. It's not extravagant, you know. Maybe I find a candle that I like or a shirt that I like or, you know, maybe go online and find a new pair of tennis shoes so I can go out walking or something like that. But I always do buy myself something.
Yeah, that's great. And that's wonderful. I do the same thing, too. I usually buy myself a present. Sometimes it's something real, like, you know, I just bought my whatever, and then, or I'll
splurge a little.
I'll splurge a little because I don't usually buy a lot of things for myself during the year. So I treat myself. Treat yourself 2023. All right.
My birthday is the week after New Year's.
Who cares?
Exactly. And that's the exact sentiment. People have been partying and celebrating for, you know, over a month. And when it comes to around to my birthday, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Jane, we've had this conversation before. That doesn't mean you can't celebrate yourself and just enjoy the day. And it's your day.
Therefore, I'm going to go out and buy myself a car and put a big ribbon on it because I see that in Christmas commercials all the time. And I've never actually known someone who got a car in a bow for Christmas.
There's a great SNL sketch that does that where the husband buys the wife a car and she goes, what did you do?
Exactly. Would you not be suspicious?
What are you making up for? Where did you get the money from?
And what are you making up for? This seems odd.
Yeah. I did do the bow thing on my son's car we buy used cars, but I put the big bow on it. I found a big bow, and it was just fun.
I bet it was. All right, stay with us. News is coming up next. When we come back, public cervix announcement. Dr. Kristen Lierley will
She's
be
back.
Here. Among one of the things we're going to be kicking around, the superpowers of breast milk.
Don't point at me.
You don't want to miss it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations.
Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News